Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Friends, it's time for a story. Today's story is about a fun relationship between two characters. What are these two characters? The North Wind and the Sun. Yes, I know. I don't normally think of the wind and sun as characters in a story, but perhaps this story will make you think of the wind and the sun in a new way. So here's a question for you to think about. What was the North Wind ready for? What was the North Wind ready for? You'll hear the answer very soon. Open your magazine and let's begin.
The North Winds and the Sun. Power may not be what you think. The North Wind was busy sweeping leaves along the sidewalks with giant breaths. He was having fun and ready to do a little blowing and bragging, especially when he saw the sun. He took a deep breath, puffed up large, and blew straight towards the sun. He was ready to continue their ongoing dispute. The sun smiled down on the earth, heating up the ground and melting away the morning fog. She warmed the cold waters in the lakes and streams. The sun's smile almost disappeared as she prepared for the North Wind to brag again.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们看 breath 这个名词。 breath 是指呼吸或一口气。例如 the girl took a deep breath before diving into the water. 这个女孩在潜入水中之前深深的吸了一口气。或者是 I was out of breath after running. 跑步完之后我喘不过气来。它的动词是自尾加上 e 变成 breathe。 注意它的现在分词是去掉字尾的e 再加上ing 例如 the baby is breathing smoothly 小宝宝呼吸得很顺畅。接下来我们看的是 dispute 这个名词 dis 这个字首有对立或相反的意思 所以 dispute 是指激烈或长期的争执或纠纷。例如 the border dispute was the last straw and both countries declared war 这场边界的纠纷是压垮骆驼的最后一根稻草，两国都宣战了。或者是 the long-term dispute between the two neighbors affected the whole neighborhood. 这两个邻居长期的争执影响了整个社区。Hello,
dear. What are you doing? It's 5 o'clock. It's story time.
Darling, what do you think about this hat?
Oh, no, no, that's not suitable. No, no.
Okay, let's see. This one? Is this a good storytelling hat?
Oh, that's better, yes. So please have a seat so we can start our story time.
Come on, dear. Yes, okay.
Be careful, you have a bad leg.
I know, you don't need to remind me.
Well, please.
All right.
I have to remind you to be careful.
Where are the grandchildren?
Dear. I tell you this every day. We have no grandchildren.
Oh, right.
Right, we have no grandchildren, but we still like to have story time with each other.
Oh, yes. Well, let's pretend we have grandchildren, and it's time for a story, dear grandchildren. This story is called The North Wind and the Sun.
Oh, the sun looks so happy, and the North Wind looks so scary.
A little bit angry. And there's a man right here. I'm not sure what's going on. But let's begin with the North Wind and the Sun. Let's see here. Adapted from Aesop's Fables, the
Yes.
storyteller, edited Linda Ludwig.
Yes.
Here we are.
Right here. It starts here. A power may not be what you think. Are you following, dear?
Yes. Okay, power may not be what you think. What does this mean? Well, I suppose power has different meanings sometimes. Sometimes people think of power as someone who is very strong. and has a lot of influence. But maybe we're going to learn something new about the idea of power.
Let's start the story.
Right, right.
The North Wind was busy sweeping leaves. Oh, I gotta adjust my glasses. Sweeping leaves along the sidewalks with giant breaths.
What a good way to start the story. So he's a character in this story, the North Wind, and he is...
The character's right here.
Ah, yes, yes, the North Wind, right here. He has giant breaths, and he's sweeping the sidewalks with these giant breaths. So you can kind of imagine the North Wind as a fun character who likes to blow.
Yes, yes, dear, you like to blow, too. He was having fun and ready to do a little blowing and bragging, especially when he saw the sun. He liked to blow, and he liked to brag, tell the sun how good he was at doing everything. Dear, sometimes I think you enjoy bragging, don't you?
Well, you know, when I was younger, I could do so many things. You know, I was in the army, and I saved a couple thousand people during the war.
Here we go again.
Yes.
Here we go again.
Everyone thanked me when I got home.
Okay. Thank you, dear. You tell me that story every day.
Yes.
So let's continue with the North Wind and the Sun.
Oh, was I full of hot air just now?
Yes, dear. Full of hot air.
Right. Well, sometimes people can be full of hot air, kind of like the North Wind in our story. He was having fun doing a little blowing and bragging. He was bragging about how powerful his wind was. He was full of hot air. That's a good idiom, right, dear?
Yes, it's a good idiom. I remember as a kid, everybody loved learning idioms. So I think this is a good one for you all to remember as well. And Grandpa. I like that. I don't like when you're full of hot air.
Oh, well, trust me, I'm the only one here who is full of hot air. I am the one who likes to brag and likes to talk about the wonderful things that I do. That's kind of what it means to be full of hot
air. Right.
Are you full of hot air? Well, you know, my dear sweetheart here is never full of hot air.
Never.
She's very humble.
I'm very humble indeed. Okay, continuing with our story time. I think that's the North Wind. And the North Wind took a deep breath, puffed up large, and blew straight towards the sun.
Oh, no. And he was ready to continue their ongoing dispute. A dispute is kind of like an argument. They don't agree on something, and they have an ongoing dispute. Actually, that's what the wind is ready for, I believe. Teacher Gabe asked that earlier. What is the wind ready for, dear?
He was ready for a dispute.
Ah, very nice. Okay, let's continue here.
Well, we read, the sun smiled down on the earth, heating up the ground and melting away the morning fog. And to heat up something, that means that you make it hotter. And that reminds me, I'm going to have to heat up our dinner soon.
Oh, yes, you can heat it up in the microwave. That's fine, dear.
I was going to use the oven.
Oh, you can use the oven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes the food is so hot, I have to wait for it to cool down a little bit before I start to eat. So you have heat up and then cool down.
Well, she warmed the cold waters in the lakes and streams. The sun smiled almost disappeared as she prepared for the North Wind to brag again.
Well, I think it's time for our grandchildren to take a little break. I'm eager for the information cloud.
Hello, friends. Let's talk about two words today that seem to have the same meaning but are in fact different. They are eager and anxious.
Although anxious has been used as a synonym for eager for nearly 200 years, we should use anxious only when we are worried or feel uneasy about an anticipated event.
For example, You can be anxious about an upcoming exam, but you probably shouldn't tell your friends that you're anxious to see them this weekend.
Instead, you should say you're eager to see your friends this weekend.
That's right. Not that it's wrong, but it runs the risk of confusion, because anxious is related to the word anxiety.
And anxiety is definitely a negative sounding word.
Exactly. Anxious and eager both mean looking forward to something, but they have different connotations. Eager suggests enthusiasm about something. If you're really looking forward to some warm weather, you're eager for it.
And that has a positive connotation. Anxious, on the other hand, has a negative connotation. It implies worry about something.
So, if your son doesn't come home on time, you won't feel eager. You'll feel anxious.
Ah, yes, that would make me very anxious. Eager 跟 anxious 我们可以来做一个区分，虽然这两个字可以表示渴望的，但是 anxious 严格讲是带有担忧不安的成分，因为 anxious 源自 anxiety 焦虑。如果你很迫不及待的想见到你的朋友，你应该说 I'm eager to see my friends， 而不是 I'm anxious to see my friends， 除非你对见到朋友这件事感到焦虑。到了深夜，孩子还没有回家，父母亲会感到 anxious。 春天快到了，怕冷的人会 eager for some warm weather， 渴望暖和的天气。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
On the air. Let's see here.
Oh, darling, our grandchildren have returned.
Oh, hello, welcome back. We were waiting for your return. Did you enjoy the InfoCloud and that little break?
Oh, yes, I certainly did. And now it's time for us to continue with our story here today. So far, we have talked about the North Wind and the Sun. The North Wind is full of hot air, isn't he?
Yes, indeed.And now we're going to continue talking about the North Wind and the Sun.
The North Winds and the Sun. The North Wind blew up to the Sun and began to talk about how strong he was. The Sun moved across the sky, trying to ignore his howling.He kept coming closer and was blowing little dust clouds to block her path through the sky. Finally, the sun stopped and turned to look at him. Of course, the sun knew that the north wind was powerful. She had told him that on many occasions and had complimented his strength. Admitting to being equals was okay.But there was no way the sun was going to say that the north wind was more powerful.
OK, 继续我们看 howl 这个动词 howl 是指风的呼啸。例如 ,the wind kept howling until the hurricane left the area.风一直大力的呼啸直到飓风离开这个区域。Howl 也指哀嚎或嚎叫。例如 ,the wolves were howling in the woods all night. 这些野狼整晚都在树林里嚎叫。Howl 也可以当名词例如 ,the howl of the wind was so loud that it kept me awake all night. 风的呼啸声大到我整晚都睡不着觉。最后我们看 occasion 这个名词。occasion 是指时机或时刻。例如 Jonathan talked about his mysterious girlfriend only on one occasion. Jonathan 只有一次提到他神秘的女朋友。或者是 This is not the occasion to discuss the issue. 现在不是讨论这件事的时候。Occasion 也指正式场合或者是重要活动。例如 Pamela bought a new dress just for the occasion. Pamela 特别为这个场合而买了件新的洋装。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So, honey dear, let's see how the story continues. The story says the north wind blew up to the sun. Honey, are you paying attention?
That's so funny. I like the way the story is written. The north wind blew up to the sun. Usually you would say that someone walked up to someone. Oh, I ran up to Rebecca. But here we see the north wind blew
up
to the sun.
Let me explain.
It's funny because that's what the wind does. It blows.
Honey, that's why the wind didn't walk up to the sun.
Yes.
He blew up to the sun.
Yes,
you're right.
Yes.
And that's so funny.
She's very smart. That's why I married her.
That's funny. Oh, the sun moved across the sky, trying to ignore his howling. Oh, honey, can you howl?
Well, I can't howl quite like I used to, but I can try.
Just try your best. But don't hurt your throat when you're howling.
Right. How was that, dear? Was I howling like a wolf?
Oh, it reminded me of the old days when we used to run around the woods and howl.
Those were good times. Howling in the woods. Well, people, of course, don't howl as much as wolves do. And in this story, the wind is howling. The sun is trying to ignore the howling. But
the howling of the wind, that sound reminds me of typhoon days.
Oh, yes, typhoon days.
Typhoon days when you're in your house and it's raining really hard and then you hear the wind howling.
Oh, yes, that's very good. You could use that word right there.
Yes!
The typhoon, the wind is howling in the hallway, right?
Well, the wind doesn't usually howl in the hallway. It's usually outside.
Oh, right, outside. Sometimes you can hear it. The wind is howling.
Yes.
This is a good word to remember when talking about the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we read on. He kept coming closer and was blowing little dust clouds to block her path through the sky. That seems a little bit rude. Darling,
so sorry. I just needed to yawn.
Oh, don't fall asleep while I'm trying to tell a story.
No, I'm not sleepy at all. Finally, the sun stopped and turned to look at him. What's going to happen next, dear? And see, of course, the sun knew that the north wind was powerful.
Ah, yes. The north wind is powerful.
Yes.
She had told him that on many occasions and had complimented his strength. Well, the sun sounds like a nice person. The sun is a very good person. She likes to praise other people for their strengths, the things they're good at.
But you know, the north wind reminds me of someone who has a big head. Like a really big head. Why are you laughing, dear? It's not that funny.
Just someone who has a big head.
Yes.
Nobody has a big head. Like this person right here.
No.
Someone who has a big head.
No, that's not what I mean. Not someone who literally has a big head. You do have a big head, dear.
I have a big
head.
Yes,
you do. But when I say someone actually has a big head, that means this person thinks that they are very smart and people should admire them.
Oh, so a little bit proud or arrogant.
Very proud and arrogant.
Ah, so someone more like someone who has the expression on his face like, oh, I don't need anybody else. I am very good at what I do. You could say that person has a big head.
That is exactly right. And I would say the north wind has a big head.
Well, if the north wind was any prouder, he wouldn't be able to fit through the doorway. Did you get that joke?
That's a good one.
Yeah,
let's do our old high five.
Ooh.
Can you gently?
Careful,
that
dear.
Was a good one.
All right.
Okay, let's continue on here.
Well, we continue. The wind has a big head. He because the sun is always complimenting him. Admitting to being equals was okay, But there was no way the sun was going to say that the north wind was more powerful. So does that mean that the sun also knows that she is powerful?
Maybe. I think the sun does think that she's a little bit powerful as well. Well, that's all the time we have for right now. Dinner needs to be eaten soon. But right now, honey dear, we gotta go to twin time.
Oh, the twins.
You know, the twins.
They're so precious. Twin time.
Hello, everyone. We're so glad to see you again. Welcome back to Twin Time. I'm Christina.
And I'm Serena. Do you know what time it is? That's right. It's time to review today's lesson. You know how to play, right?
We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. Now, we have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. It's your job to fill in the blank with the correct word.
Okay, are you ready to play? Let's begin. The words are breath, melt, occasion, and brag.
The first sentence is, the temperature is rising and the snow is...
Do you know the answer to this one? I think you do. That's right. The temperature is rising and the snow is melting. Okay, here's the next one. Your smells like garlic. Do you know the answer, Christina?
I do. How about you, friends? Excellent. The answer is breath. Your breath smells like garlic. Serena, I hope you're not talking about me.
Of course not. Okay, here's one last sentence for you. Bob always about how much money he earns. What's the answer? That's right. Bob always brags about how much money he has.
Well, friends, we had a lot of fun with you today. Make sure you come back again for our next
Twin Time.
Well, dear, I think we're going to have to finish our story tomorrow.
I think so, too. Well, grandchildren, we'll see you tomorrow, right here on Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.
Bye.